Sakta Mishnah Vayitra, Masech the Shabbos, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalid. Lo Yetzei Ish, a man should not go out, Loi B'Sayif, not with a sword, V'loi V'Keshes, not with a bow, V'loi B'Sris. Sris is a kind of a triangle shield that's made out of wood, V'loi V'Ala is a round shield that's made out of wood, V'loi V'Reinach, not with a spear, V'im Yotzef, he does go out with these things, Chayiv Chatas, he's Chayiv Akarm Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says, Tachshitin Heinloi. There are men that consider this a Tachshit. Now, of course, if it was Sekonis Nefashis and he had to go to war, that would be one thing. But just to walk around with this because you're proud of it, this is what makes you proud? Well, some people think that way. So therefore, as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, could be it's considered a Tachshit. Rabbi Eliezer holds that way. But the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim, I mean, the Chachamim say, Einan El Lagnai. This is nothing but a disgrace. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, and the Gemara is quoting a Pasuk to show that we're davening for the day that Mashiach is going to come, and there won't be any weapons anymore. The day will come where the Navi says, V'chitzu, they're going to beat, charvaisim, their swords, le'itim, into plowshares, they're going to turn it into machines that are going to plow, v'chanisay seyem, and they're going to take their spears, and le'mazmeirais, and they're going to turn it into special hooks that are used for pruning, that are used to taking off fruits or straightening out the branches. La yisa goyal goy cherev. No nation will lift a sword one against the other. V'la yomadu oid melchama. They shall not learn war anymore. This is what we're davening for. So we don't consider this a tachshit. We don't consider this something to be proud of. And therefore, you can't carry it on Shabbos. Vayitra zakta Mishnah. Biris. Biris was like a kind of a bracelet they would put on top of the stockings to make sure it shouldn't fall. So the din is tahira. Tahira means that it does not become tame. Why doesn't it become tame? Because it's not considered a keli. In order for something to become tame, it has to be a keli, it has to be a garment. This isn't a garment, it's only something which serves a garment. It keeps it from falling. The yoytzim b'Shabbos. And there's no problem going out within a Shabbos. This is considered derech levisha, a normal way of dressing. And there's no concern you may take it off to show it, because they wouldn't want their stockings to fall. Vayitra zakta Mishnah, on the other hand, kvalim. Kvalim were special ankle chains that they made for a certain family in Yerushalayim, whose girls used to walk with long strides, so they wanted to train them. They shouldn't take such big steps. So these kvalim tmeyin, they are considered tamei. You see, this chain, it serves the body directly, unlike the ring before, which only serves the stocking. Therefore, it's considered a garment, which is tame, and we ain't yaitzim ben b'Shabbos, but you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. Now, since the chains were made out of gold, anytime you have something that looks really nice, there's always the chance of, ooh, you want to see this? Riskitch is going to take it off and show it to her friend.